This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning, gorgeous. How are you doing this morning? I hope you're having a fantastic day. Welcome to the Dr. Daff Show. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Daff, and I'm so happy that you're here today joining me for another podcast where we're talking today about femininity and about the biggest femininity killer. This is a very exciting topic, especially as we're going into the spring and we're starting to feel a little bit more feminine. We have the trees just blossoming, these beautiful flowers. We have lots of color around us. I think right now the color of the season is like pale yellow. So you're seeing a lot of people wearing like brighter colors. The weather is warming up. You're just feeling a little bit more fresh and more feminine. And this is a perfect opportunity for you to start taking back some of those things that maybe you lost during the winter seasons and maybe let yourself go in certain spaces, or mentally you felt quite foggy because of the weather. This is a perfect time to start remembering how important it is for your femininity to shine through. And we're going to talk about one thing. There are quite a few things that can actually impact your femininity, but this one thing I believe just seeps into every aspect of your feminine nature. So we're going to talk about that today, and I hope that you are ready for it. I have been getting feedback about the amount of ads on the podcast, and I know that that can be super frustrating. So I decided that I'm going to reopen my membership program on the podcast, where if you listen on Spotify specifically, you can listen to podcasts ad-free by only paying $2.99 per month to listen to my podcast specifically without any ads at all. And hopefully that will give those of you who really struggle with that an option. Otherwise, yes, you will have to sit through it as part of the way that I'm able to receive revenue from this podcast. But with that being said, I want you to go ahead and sit back, relax, get something to drink, get something to write with, because you're going to want to write this down, and let's talk about this. When we think about you being a beautiful feminine woman and stepping into your feminine nature, there are a lot of things that come in mind. When you are truly an authentic, beautiful feminine woman, and I'm talking about being beautiful on the inside, when you're a woman who truly loves being a woman and wants to show up in a certain way, there are things that we pay a lot of attention to. We pay attention to the way that we treat other people, our manners, we pay attention to our mood, we pay attention to the way that we dress, the cleanliness in our bodies, we pay attention to what we eat, how we exercise, and of course, who we date and who we're married to. So what is this femininity killer? What is this thing that really does impact all of these avenues in our lives? The one thing that truly impacts your femininity is joy. Joy. Having true joy will impact every aspect of your femininity. There are lots of different videos and blogs and podcasts that talk about femininity and how you can kind of put it on. And it almost sometimes seems like a costume, or it feels really fake because the joy in it isn't there. And there can't be joy if you don't feel authentic. What do I mean by feeling authentic? What I mean is, if you truly don't know who you are as a woman, what you really like, what really suits you, where you feel comfortable, what's missing in your life, where you're going, then it's very difficult to be a certain way. You're almost just pretending. And when you pretend, things don't last. So these things block your joy. It makes you feel like you're stagnant, like you're behind, like you just don't get it, like you're getting it wrong. And it can almost make you pull away from trying and from continuing. Some of you have felt so much success and have experienced so much success because you've started paying more attention to the way that you dress, and you're paying more attention to, you know, how you treat people and getting out of drama and gossip and ugliness. And that's been really helpful, but you're still struggling to feel like a feminine woman because perhaps you feel like a feminine woman looks a certain way and you don't, or acts a certain way and you don't. And so trying has just been too difficult. Getting back to having pure joy. One of the ways that you can truly have pure joy that can impact your femininity is your confidence. And yes, we hear lots of conversations about confidence and how to become a more confident woman. But the way that you become a more confident woman is by being true to yourself. Being true to you, my love. Because you are a feminine woman. The femininity is in there. But if you have other things that are blocking your joy, then you're not going to be able to access it. How you feel is what we tie to femininity. It's all about feeling. How you feel about yourself, how you feel about your life, how you feel about your life goals, your choices, your past. That's going to impact how you show up. So let's talk a little bit about the way that you dress, because this is like an easy one, right? When we talk about femininity, a lot of times we talk about wearing feminine colors, because colors do matter. And if you want a video on colors, on feminine colors, let me know in the comments, because this is something I love talking about, but I don't know if people really like hearing about colors. So let me know if you want a video on feminine colors. But truly, when it comes to colors, yes, there are colors that denote femininity just because of the cultural impact of the color. But if that color does not look good on you, if that color makes you feel uncomfortable when you wear it because you just feel like it's giving off like too much attention, for example, pale yellow. Pale yellow is beautiful. I love that color. For some people, it might make them look washed out. For other people, it makes them look alive. What if you just like the color? Then wear the color. If someone says pale yellow is not feminine, who cares? You can make any color look feminine because it's not about the color. It's about how you style your clothes. It's about the fabric. It's about the way the clothes drapes on your body, how big or tight it is. It's not just about the color. But of course, certain colors can make a person just look more friendly, more beautiful, more alive, more awake. And that just depends on your skin. And like for me personally, black looks fantastic on me. I love the color black. I love wearing black. I get the most compliments in pink and black. And those colors are just the easiest colors for me. When I try to venture into other colors that I like red and other things that I just think are more like striking, a lot of times I feel overwhelmed by the color. The color is just too much on me. Whereas on other people, those colors are what make them actually just look really good. And people are not so taken aback by the color. So you may have heard that in order to be feminine, you have to wear pink. And it's not true. You don't have to wear pink. You could actually wear black all the time and still be super feminine, because it's not about the color. It's about how you wear it, how you style it, and how you show up as a person. There are so many different factors. So if you're trying to put yourself into this box, you're not going to feel joy. You might wear pink and get so many compliments and still feel like this is not me. And that's going to rob you of your internal joy because you're going to feel fake. And that is not the point. Listen to your feelings. Take a look at your clothes. Take a look at the kinds of things that you're buying and ask yourself, is this even me? Does this actually fit the places that I go to? If you're a mom and you're always at the park, taking your child on walks, going to amusement parks and field trips and just like soccer practice and just things that you're just always on the move, is wearing a long, beautiful, flowy princess dress going to fit your lifestyle? No. If you wear that long dress, will it bring you joy? Probably. But is it actually going to fit the life that you're in right now? And so sometimes we have that issue when it comes to femininity. We want to dress super feminine, but what we think is feminine doesn't fit our life. You're a college student. Wearing a flowy pink dress to school may be fine, but if it's not you, that's not what makes you feminine. You could wear a pink tracksuit, and that can make you feel super feminine and make you feel like you're wearing a different variation of that flowy dress. So this is like a whole nother video in itself if we're talking specifically about clothes, but in terms of showing up authentically and having true joy, your feminine style has to match your personality. It has to match you. And this is something that's going to change. Don't feel so bogged down in saying that, okay, well, this has always been me. I've always looked really good in purple. This is my color. Purple is my color. And this sort of like gothic purple style is what makes me feel very sexy. That could be the case. And then 10 years down the road, that color and that style, that gothic sexy style may not be you anymore. You actually may lean more towards like a cottagecore style. And that feels more maternal and nurturing and feminine for where you are right now in your life. So having joy really comes down to being authentic to yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And when it comes to your confidence in your clothing, in your femininity, another area that really gets people and robs them of that joy that needs to show up for you to really be a feminine woman is your body. Feminine women take care of their bodies. And listen, this is a really hard thing to hear, to believe and to practice, because taking care of our bodies takes work. This means that you are denying yourself of certain foods, you're denying yourself of certain like luxuries that people are just indulging in. You're saying, I'm not going to eat that, or I'm just going to have a little bit of that, or I already had some earlier. And you're saying no. You're not giving into the pressure. You're not giving into the temptation. You're saying no. You're watching your figure and you're exercising. I know it's a hard one, especially when you're a mom, especially when you're a wife, especially when you're in grad school or in college and you're busy. Exercising is really hard, but keeping up your feminine physique is part of being a feminine woman. Feminine women care about the way their body looks, and not just because you're trying to be vain, but you care about yourself. You're confident. Feminine women really value their lives and the people in them. And when you are truly feminine, you care about your body. you care about what you're eating. You're eating fruits and vegetables. You're getting things like your protein and collagen and all the things that your body needs. You're taking your multivitamins. You're taking vitamin C's and using skincare products that can make your skin look glowy and fresh. And you're drinking lots of water. You're actually minding what goes in. You don't just eat. You think about it. Like, I'm eating a maple syrup donut right now. And then I'm eating a cheeseburger. I'm eating tacos. Have I had anything healthy today? If the answer is no, okay, that's fine. But the next day, is it gonna be the same thing? Pizza, and then macaroni, and then lasagna, and then nothing healthy? There has to be a point where you say, I have not had anything healthy all week. I need to do something about this. And of course, the same thing goes with exercise. Taking time to say, okay, I need to start working out or taking walks or swimming or playing tennis or taking hikes, but doing something active because that's where your confidence lies. And some of you really don't have joy because you're not confident with your body. When you wear clothes that should look good on you, don't, because your body is not in shape. You're not even the size that you're supposed to be. So those clothes just look bad on you. And then you wear things that are trying to just cover and hide versus stuff that you actually like. And it all comes down to a matter of choice. The choice is, am I going to say yes or no? In every moment, like I'm staring at some Haribo, I think that's how you pronounce them, Haribo gummy bears. Someone gifted me a huge bag of gummy bears and they are dangerously good. And I started eating them and I said to myself, this is going to be a problem for me. Like these gummy bears are going to be a problem because I'm going to eat this entire bag. And that's not good. That is taking me away from my fitness goals. And when I'm on that treadmill, I know that I could be so much further ahead if I did not eat that entire bag of gummy bears. These things can cause you to have internal conflict. You can start to feel guilty. You can start to feel like you can never reach your goals, like it's too far away. And that robs you of your joy because you'll look at other people. You may start becoming jealous. You may feel like you're unattractive to men. You may feel like your boyfriend is starting to look at you a little bit differently, or your husband is not valuing your appearance in the same way because you're not healthy and you're not fit. And of course, if you have a medical issue, this is not relevant to you. That's something that's right now out of your control. I'm specifically talking about women who have full control right now with their health to do what they want with their health. Okay, so paying attention to your health will give you joy. It'll give you joy to know that you're taking good care of your body, that you look the way that you want to look, or you're on the way to looking the way that you want to look. And you just have more energy and vitality, and that energy will translate into everything you're doing, your projects, your creative ventures, your style. It'll venture into your stamina for lots of different things. You need stamina for everything. And that endurance that you use when you work out and the mental like grit will help you in really tough areas in your life. Even in prayer, like those of you who are going through tough times or different issues, you spending time working out helps you to clear your mind, helps you to pray in a way where you're focused and you know that you can sit there for an hour and be focused on the word of God and take it in with joy because you're used to having to push through. You're used to having to endure in a physical way. Seeps into everything, and it will make you feel so much better if you just know you're doing the right thing for yourself. So I know that was like a long rant, but you having joy and you being confident in your femininity a lot of times does come down to how you're taking care of your body. Now, another area that impacts your joy in terms of being a femininity killer is your attitude. When it comes to dating and marriage and just relationships in general, our attitude truly anchors that relationship. And a lot of times men will complain saying that their wives or their girlfriends have bad attitudes and that's why they can't be with them or that's why they struggle to be in love with them. There are some women, some of you ladies, who are beautiful, wonderful women, but you're struggling in dating And it's because you don't have joy. You don't have joy in your life in general. And so that feminine joy, that spirit of like freedom and ease does not flow through you the way that it should. And therefore men sense it and they just rather not. They may go on a date with you because you're gorgeous, but when they're with you, they just feel like it's dry. They feel like you don't have a spunk. You don't have anything in you that's lighting a fire. And it's because you don't have that joy. You don't have things in your life that are really bringing you that purposeful feeling that just lifts up your mood. And because of that, you may have an attitude. You may be a little bit snappy and snarky. You may feel like you don't need this person and they're wasting your time. And, you know, you just want to sit there and be adored, but it's not real. That confidence that you're pretending to have, it's actually not real. You don't have the real gem of joy inside, and it shows up. So men will deal with it for a date. Sometimes men will deal with it for lots of reasons. They just want company, or they want to be around a beautiful woman for the way that it makes them feel, but they don't actually like you. They don't actually want you. They won't actually take the relationship anywhere because they don't see that you have joy. And if you're married, you know, some of us married women really struggle with joy because we are just in this routine. Maybe we have lots of resentments and bitterness towards our husbands. And so we may actually be having a really great day, but as soon as he walks in the door, it's like, oh, our eyes will literally roll to the back of our heads because we don't have joy. We're not actually genuinely happy for him to be home. The marriage does not feel like it's going anywhere. It's not bringing us any joy. And so we're not able to show up as the beautiful feminine wives that we want to be because we lack it. So joy seeps its way into our attitudes. And these are the things that really impact your femininity. How can you be this loving wife who is smiling, taking great care of her home, loving her children, helping out in the community, being a friend and a sister and a daughter, and lack joy? It drains people. It drains those around you. It drains you. And it robs you of your life. When you see women who are not that physically beautiful, but they have these like wonderful friendships, maybe they have a wonderful husband, they seem to really have a beautiful life. It's because these women have something so special, which is joy. And that joy radiates, and that's what attracts people to them. They're able to brush things off a little bit easier when they're wronged. They don't take everything to heart. They're able to give people grace. They're able to be positive and see the best in life because they have joy. The lack of joy is what makes you mean, what makes you snarky, what makes you bitter and jealous, what makes you feel like not getting dressed and looking like a bum and wearing big dark clothes that just hide you. It's what makes you feel like you don't have what it takes to be the woman that God created you to be. You just feel like nothing's going to get better. These are the feelings that come up and rob you of your femininity. This is not something you can just put on. It's not a costume. It's not a performance. It's real. And you actually can be this kind of a woman. It is available to you. And it's truly available to you through two things. Having a strong relationship with God, who is a joy giver, and deciding that you want a life of joy. So you're going to do what it takes to push through the discomfort to get to your goal. And that discomfort could mean you deciding that you're going to start eating cleaner. You're going to start doing Pilates. You're going to clean out your closet. And even though you just bought that dress yesterday, you're going to try to sell it or return it or donate it and have a more authentic wardrobe that represents you, but still has femininity, you know, still have feminine elements that make you feel beautiful. You're going to invest in the things that you need to, like your hairstyles and your nails and, you know, your perfumes, and do things that just make you feel womanly. Go outside and take walks. You're going to listen to music that makes you feel beautiful and not like a sexual object. You're going to read books and do things to elevate your mind and to bring you to the place of purpose, seeing yourself for the woman that God created you to be. So you're going to seek the Lord because He is the joy giver, and in the Lord's presence is fullness of joy. So when you're with God, when you pray, when you sing to God, when you write down and journal your thoughts about God, when you allow God to speak to you, when you hear from Him, when you do what He created you to do, when He leads you in those places, you're going to have so much joy, joy that this world could never give you. And that joy is what's going to seep and penetrate into all areas of your life, especially your femininity. So those of you who are struggling with joy, I pray that the Lord fills your heart with His joy, that the Lord Jesus, the joy that He carries, the peace and the joy that surpasses all understanding, will be planted into your heart, and that you can be born again and accept the life that God has for you, the life of prosperity in every single way, the life of being saved in every single way, saved, healed, delivered, freed, and walking into your purpose that brings you a joy that no one and nothing else could ever give you. I thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you know anyone that could benefit from this, please send this video to them. If you post this on your socials, be sure to tag me at the Dr. Daff Show and at Dr. Michelle Daff. And again, for those of you who want some content that's uninterrupted with no commercials, then you can subscribe to this podcast by clicking the link in the info box, and you will have ad-free podcasts. I love you all so much, and I thank you for listening to this message. I thank you for being open to blocking out that femininity killer and accepting that God does have something better for your life. You are a feminine woman. You just have to reach in there and destroy the femininity killer, which is a lack of joy, and accept the life that God has for you. Because girl, it is so beautiful. And you're on your way there. And I'm here to help you. I love you. And I will talk to you in the next podcast. Bye-bye.